The truth about love. How to really fall in love with your life and everyone in it. Written by Connor Creighton and read by Connor McNeil. Neem Karoli Baba was an Indian guru. He died in 1973. Like many holy folk, he announced he was going to die and then popped off a day or two later. Throughout his life, he performed miracle after miracle. He appeared in different locations at once. He manifested objects out of thin air. One time, he pulled crisp new money out of a burning fire. He knew things he shouldn't, what people were thinking, what they had dreamed the night before, what was really in their heart. He was magical, truly magical. When newcomers met Neem Karoli Baba for the first time, they'd often break down and cry. Their reaction to seeing him, this simple, bald, chubby Indian guy who wore nothing more than an oversized nappy and spoke in a kind of nasal sneer, was one of profound emotion, awe and bliss. If you go on YouTube, you'll find lots of interviews with North American boomers and Indian devotees describing their first encounter with him and, well, if they'd given birth to unicorns in a butterfly meadow beneath a double rainbow, you can't imagine their words would be as emotional. Baba didn't teach very much. His teaching was more of a sense thing. You saw him and you got it. One glimpse and things fell into place. There are lots of people like this on the planet. They have something to them, something more than words. When Neem Karoli Baba did use words, however, they were very simple. Love everyone. Your friends, your family, your neighbours, your workmates, the people you went to school with, your new flame, your old flame, loud people, obnoxious people, boring people, landlords, clampers, spammers. Love everyone. Neem Karoli Baba was an enlightened being who lived not so long ago. By enlightened, we mean that he had completed all levels of the game called being a human. And his advice, after winning the game most of us struggle with every day, wasn't to buy cryptocurrency or work hard or avoid carbs and dairy. It was simply to love everyone. I used to believe that love was something soft, a weak thing. You might believe that too. As a boy growing up in the Irish countryside, I didn't use the word love that often. Not with my family, not with my friends, not even my first girlfriends. You're great, you're cool, I like you, you know. But I love you, the actual L-bomb. No, you must be mad. To be honest, I think I was afraid of love. I was afraid to let it out. How about you? Have you let your love out this lifetime? I've dated enough through my 20s and 30s to believe that maybe we're all a little bit afraid of love. But listen to this. You are made of love.